The payouts are back. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Listen to this.
Top workers at the major banks and securities firms are set to earn more than they did in the boom year of 2007.
Wow. Wall Street Journal reports average pay this year at the top financial firms will be $143,000, ranging from $71,000 at Citigroup to $743,000 at Goldman Sachs. Now tell me, is there some reason we're sticking with the kind of incentives that help bring a superpower to the brink of financial catastrophe? Incentives which have completely disconnected the financial elites from the workers they're supposed to serve? Do the speeches mean anything?
It's about whether you believe we should only reward wealth or whether we should also reward the workers and workers who create wealth.
Well, then how about actually closing the gap between financial elites and the ordinary folks? How? By tying the average pay at financial firms to the average pay of American workers. That would be a real incentive. Average pay in the U.S. is now about $45,000. So we could set average pay on Wall Street, let's be generous, at twice what the average worker makes. And then just to make it even more interesting, we'd subtract the unemployment rate. So if average worker pay went up to, say, $50,000 and the unemployment rate was 10%, then average pay on Wall Street could be $100,000 minus 10%. $90,000. Wall Street and Main Street would finally be linked. Heck, they'd be blood brothers. And for those financial executives who want fat bonuses no matter what else is happening, become a pitcher. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.